The weather has taken a step back, about 1 month's worth of a step, as it feels and looks much more like March than April this afternoon. We have an area of low pressure positioned to our northeast. It's up around Maine right now, and in that position, we are forcing down some cool air from the north on a gusty wind out of the west-northwest. We have a lot of clouds around. We have some rain, snow, and grapple showers this afternoon, and our weather pattern will not change much over the next 24 hours. There's a rather stubborn upper level low parked across the northeast that is driving this unsettled pattern. So we have one more day of cool weather with showers from time to time. Then as we work into the weekend, we'll start to see that upper level low move away, and we'll look for a gradual improvement as we work through Saturday and Sunday. So in the short term, it is going to be a cold one. We're looking at temperatures tonight falling into the upper 20s and lower 30s. Under a variably cloudy sky, we could still have some rain and snow showers into this evening, and potentially a few linger after midnight. Then into the day tomorrow, again, we have the upper level low in place. Any sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds tomorrow. And again, we'll have that chance for a few passing showers as we go through the day. The breezes will be healthy again, and temperatures will be about 10 degrees below seasonable levels, running mainly in the upper 40s to lower 50s. By Saturday, that upper low will begin to drift away, so the trend is a brighter one for Saturday. We'll still have some clouds, but we'll have more sunshine on Saturday than tomorrow. We could still have a couple of showers, mainly in the mountains on Saturday, but with more sunshine, some less cool air aloft, temperatures on Saturday should warm up into the 50s, a few spots could touch 60, and the weather pattern will be similar again on Sunday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and snow showers, breezy and cold, low in the upper 20s to lower 30s. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered showers, breezy and cool, high in the 40s to around 50. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and snow showers, breezy and cold, low in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, breezy and cool, high in the 40s to around 50. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a passing rain or snow shower, breezy and cold, low 30 to 35. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered showers, breezy and cool, high in the lower 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and snow showers, breezy and cold, low in the upper 20s to lower 30s. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered showers, breezy and cool, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Region-wide, on Saturday, a blend of sun and clouds, a chance of mountain showers with highs in the 50s. And on Sunday, a blend of sun and clouds with a chance of mountain showers with highs in the 50s to around 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.